feel like that is innocence. Now, a lot of the times people say, you know, ignorance is bliss and this is that and the third. If you look at it that way, yes, ignorance is bliss. But it also is not an excuse, because the thing is, if you don't know anything, then of course you're going to be, you know, happy all the time. Let's take it back to the Adam and Eve days. Before they ate the forbidden fruit, they were ignorant of the trials and the tribulations of the world. So once they gained that knowledge, once they gained that knowledge and they realized, oh my God, I'm naked. Oh my God, this is a bad, like, you know, these things happen. That is when, ultimately, when things started to take a turn. So being able to differentiate between whether or not something is right or wrong, in my opinion, is being able to differentiate between right and wrong, in my opinion, and then choosing to be wrong is ignorant. Not being able to differentiate between right and wrong, but then still making a poor decision is innocence.
I don't really think that people consciously choose to do wrong, but then again, we wouldn't have, you know, murders and serial killers and, you know, things like that, and people that steal and kill, and we wouldn't have those things if people didn't consciously choose to do what's wrong. But I think that also you sometimes have to look back, like take a step back. Why are these situations the way that they are? Why are these people in the situations that they are? Did they make these choices, or were they just, how can I put it? I don't want to say lost, but were they at a place where there was just no help for them? Were their parents not equipped with the knowledge to be able to provide them a future that encompassed more than, you know, violence or neglect or things like that? So you don't want to say that, I don't want to say that, you know, one way or another that, you know, they did or did not know. But I think that, to kind of round it all off, I think that innocence is the act of not knowing. And I believe that ignorance is the act of knowing, but choosing to not know, if that makes sense. And I also believe that that can come sometimes it can create fear in us. And so when I think about the things that fear, as we were talking about this two episodes ago, I believe, PBID made a statement. He said the world has not gotten more dangerous. People have got, no, I'm sorry, Lady D. The world has not gotten more dangerous. People have just gotten less fearful. And then PBID said, you know, without fear, it leads us to be more dangerous. So what are your fears? Let me know in the comments what things you're scared of. And do you see fear as a weakness, or do you see it as a sign of strength? For me, being fearful of something is not, it gives you a level of perception. So my fear is not being good enough, or my fear is failure. And it's not that I am scared to do those things. It's that I want to make sure that I have the necessary tools that when those things do come to me, that I'm able to overcome them. So what about you guys? Let me know down in the comments below. What fears do you have? And do you believe that they are fears because you don't believe that you are strong enough to overcome them? Or do you believe that they are fears because you haven't been taught how to deal with them? So even if you have the strength to deal with, like, even if I am strong enough to pick up a rock, if I haven't been taught the proper technique to lift that rock, then I could very well injure myself. That's what let's use weightlifting. Same analogy. A weightlifter They may be strong enough to lift 300 pounds, but if they do it in an improper form, they could injure themselves. So what is it for you? Is it that you believe that you are, that you know that you're strong enough, but you don't feel like you have been taught the proper way to utilize that strength? Or do you not believe that you are strong enough to do so? Let's talk about it. So for me, when I, with my fears, it's more or less that I know that I am, I believe that I'm strong. Well, I won't even say that I know. I'll say that I believe that I am strong enough to overcome them. I just am not sure if I have learned the proper technique to be able to. So for instance, like I said, some of my fears are failure and not being good enough. And what I mean by that is fear. When I say fear of failure, I mean fear of failure that would be detrimental to me. And that is that's a personal thing, because many times I feel like failure is a thing that I can learn from. But I can only learn from it to the degree at which I'm willing to. So let's say I, for instance, going back to the Fountain City Difference Project, this past week doing these mailings and applying for these grants, they have been very cumbersome and they have been very tiresome. And I have many times while stuffing mailers to mail out, I thought, okay, well, what if I send out all of these mailers and nobody sends it back to me? What am I going to do? So that for me is a fear of failure, because I feel like I am investing all of my time. What if I don't see the return on my reward? And at that point, I have to say, you know what, Jazz, you need to step back. You need to stop, because the thing is, you have to believe that you have within you the tools that God gave you to be able to see this thing through. You have the friends, you have the family, you have the support, which means you have to be able to put that in yourself. You have to say, you know what, fear, you know what, fear of failure, even though you tried to creep into my mind, I'm not going to allow you to prosper. I'm not going to allow you to overcome me. I'm not going to allow you to take the things that I have worked so hard for. I had to keep telling myself, you know, Jazz, God gave you this vision. This vision is meant to come to pass. And so many times we forget that. With our fears, think about it like this. God gave you the strength. You just have to learn how to properly, you know, execute that strength. Going back to our weightlifting example, the weightlifter has the strength. They just have to learn the proper technique so that they don't injure themselves. They have to learn how to lift with their knees and not their back. So learn how to lift with your knees and not your back. So when you see your fears creeping up on you, or they try to set into your mind, you say to them, no, you don't live here. I am strong enough to be able to push past that. I am strong enough to be able to get past that. I was put here for a purpose, and I'm going to live out my purpose. Sorry, y'all. So just knowing that you are able to make your reality possible. And so what in realizing your fears, what is one thing that you guys know to be true? What I mean by that is, even if you have fears of things, what is one thing about yourself that even in your fears, even in your doubts, that you know to be true? For me, I know that God gave me this vision. I know that He gave this to me, and it is my duty to live out this purpose. I know that to be true. Even in me doubting myself occasionally, even in me not being 100% honest with the way that I am feeling about all of the pressures that come with, you know, coming up with the ideas for the nonprofit, even if I am not 100% sure as to the direction that, you know, this organization will go, I do know one thing for sure. God gave me this vision, and anything that he gave to me, he will not allow to fail. So think about it like that. Let me know in the comments, what is one thing that you guys know to be true, even in your fears, even in your ignorance, or even in your innocence? What one, even in all of these levels of life, even when somebody tells you, you know, you're not worthy or this, what is one thing that you know to be true for yourself? Specifically, one positive thing that you know to be true about yourself. And then what I want you to do is I want you to hold on to that, because there are so many times that things are going to come to you. There are so many times people are going to tell you, you know, you aren't worthy. You can't do this, this, that, and the third. It doesn't matter what they say. The only thing that matters is if you believe in yourself. And going back to the week that I've had, it does get hard. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, oh, it's so easy to believe in yourself. It's not. And I'm not going to sit here and, you know, spew that it is, because it's not. There are so many times this past week that I have sat down and I have, you know, looked up grants. I have reached out to vendors. I've reached out to partners, confirmed things. And even in my confirmations of these things, even in, you know, talking to my team, even in all of this, I have doubted myself to a certain extent. But then I share these doubts. I have a therapist and I have a life coach. And I believe, again, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. Mental health is important, because it will help you. It will help you overcome so many of these dark times that you have. But like I said, mental health is another topic. I have a life coach and I have a therapist, and I share these things with them. And they don't, my life coach is, her job is not to, you know, tell me what to do. Her job is to coach me through the dark times and to equip me with the tools to maximize or capitalize on the strength that I already have. So, and my therapist's job, her job is to talk me through it so that I can build the strength to be able to, you know, to be able to learn how to overcome it. So on those two fronts, like I said, one thing I know to be true is that God gave me this vision, and that I know it will come to pass, because anything that he gives to us, he gives us the strength to be able to overcome it. We just have to learn how. So in that instance, do you feel more or less free by knowing that God gave you, you know, these visions? And what I mean by that is, what is your definition of freedom? What do you think the term freedom means to you? So again, let me know in the comments, because as we've just stepped off of Black History Month, and now we're into Women's History Month. Black History Month has, you know, down through the years, gained, you know, different meanings for people of color. Black History Month has been, for me personally, it's one of those times where you look at yourself and you stare in the mirror and you think to yourself, or at least for me, I am Black History, and I am Black History every day. So living in the moment and living in the month of February is, or exist, I'll say living, not just existing. Again, topic for another day. Living in the month of February and seeing, you know, so many people exude the confidence that our ancestors wished they would have been able to. But then again, seeing so many companies miss the mark is just, it shows the progress, and it shows how much more we still have to do. And so for me, the definition of freedom is being able to think, be, exist, and live on your own terms, not being controlled by the man, you know, not being, you know, told
yes, you can do something, or no, you can't do something. For me, freedom is being able, like I said, being able to think, be, exist, and live on my own terms. What does that mean for you? So let me know in the comments what freedom means for you guys. And then sit down and talk about it amongst your friends, amongst your family. What does the term freedom mean for you? So if, for me, if I am, which is why, let me backtrack. So my creating the Fountain City Difference Project gave me my definition of freedom. Why? Because it is something that I can control to a certain extent. I can't control if somebody will donate. What I can control is the output and the level of professionalism that my organization will exude. So creating that organization for me is freedom, because I'm able to determine what events happen, of course, with the approval of the board. But, you know, I'm able to determine what events will happen. I'm able to determine what reach we'll have. I'm able to, you know, maneuver the intricacies of, you know, business and things like that on my own terms. I'm able to say, you know what, I am going to pay myself this. I'm going to pay myself. You know what, we're going to do this type of fundraiser. That's it for us today. But before we go, I want y'all to always remember, there is no time like this time. Embrace it, mold it, and make it into what you want it to be. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired, and we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.